Folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on the second day of January, 2006. I'm not going to get used to saying 2006, I think, for the entire next year. The only way I'm going to remind myself that it's already 2006 is because I have to write it. So we leave off here with Council on Foreign Relations member Gary Hart saying the 9/11 attacks is a chance for Bush to carry out a new world order. Remember what his job was when he first came into office, folks, because they were behind on the timeline, the free trade area of Americas, which is to be the mirror to the European Union. And then once they got done describing the inefficiencies, you know, they're big consolidation freaks, that we just have to meld the two systems together to make it more efficient. Government just loves efficiency, doesn't it? Only 1.5 months after 9/11, the 342-page USA Patriot Act is signed into law. 1.5 months, breakneck speed. Politicians don't move that quickly, folks. They were working on it way before that. Department of Homeland Security is created to lead the fight against domestic terrorism. Poll cites GOP gains since 9/11. On the subject of Afghanistan, that was the motives, by the way, in Afghanistan, 1997, Taliban are in Texas for talks with Unocal about the Afghan pipeline. February of 98, Unocal rep testifies before Congress that the Afghan pipeline can't happen without a single, stable Afghan government and asks the U.S. to use its influence to end conflicts there. August of 98, Unocal suspends Afghan pipeline activities because of deteriorating political conditions there, then drops out of Afghan pipeline consortium in December of 98. In 99, U.S. paid entire annual salary of Taliban government in hopes to secure a stable Afghan government to allow U.S. companies to build a pipeline there to connect to the Caspian Sea. May of 2001, U.S. gives $43 million to Afghanistan and becomes their largest donor for 2 years in a row. July of 2000, Taliban bans cultivation of opium poppies in Afghanistan. July of 2001, U.S. plans to invade Afghanistan by October of 2001. September 4, 2001, White House approves plans to invade Afghanistan. September 10, plans await Bush's approval. October 2001, U.S. invades Afghanistan. Just coincidence, folks. I mean, come on. All you conspiracy theorists out there, you're all wacko. War in Afghanistan would have been politically impossible pre-9/11. December of 2002, Afghan gas pipeline deal signed. By 2005, Afghanistan opium production surges. That's right, they were flooding the market. Taliban didn't want it, but evidently somebody in our government wants the Taliban government to be dealing opium once again. Biggest poppy fields in the entire planet, folks. You know, but it's the same old story. They don't have a cash crop over there, so they've got to do something to make some money. The subject of Iraq. Bush had pre-9/11 Iraq war plan, according to Treasury Department memo. Bush made plans for ousting Saddam and for Iraq's oil before 9/11. Barely 5 hours after the Pentagon crash, Rumsfeld begins strike plans against Iraq. 5 hours, folks. See, they didn't hear any of this information. See, this was all an intelligence breakdown. But Rummy, 5 hours after, is implementing the plans for the attack in Iraq. It's just a coincidence. Trust me. By the way, I've got that prime property in Okeechobee Swamp or Lake down in Florida. We'll take the break here. I'll come back and finish up with just a few remaining points here. The 150 plus 9/11 smoking guns just found in the mainstream media alone.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On Reason 146, folks, thanks for sticking around and listening to that. I just like to do a recap of this stuff, so freshen your minds for 2006, because as I stated earlier, we're going to be under this supposed war on terrorism until, well, forever. It's never going to stop. Bush administration was warned. Statements that Iraq trained al-Qaeda in weapon making and fabrication, yet they would later use same statements as foundation for military action in Iraq. Poll later finds 70% of Americans believe Saddam 9/11 link. Downing Street memo warns Saddam not a threat, and U.S. fixed intel around their war policy. CIA report later concludes no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, as Bush used to help justify the war. White House officials say privately 9/11 was the main reason for war in Iraq. Bush says U.S. in Iraq because of 9/11 attacks. That's what he said. Yeah. What's he doing in Iraq? Saddam Hussein and the al-Qaeda counterpart, oh, that's right, Osama bin Mama, they were bitterly opposed to each other, wouldn't cooperate for anything. But, you know, that's why we're in Iraq, folks. That's why our American soldiers are still dying. That's why Iraqi civilians are still dying. But yet the war is over, and it was over last May, last year. July 01, Osama bin Mama here, wanted by U.S. since 98, undergoes medical treatment in an American hospital in Dubai and is met by the local CIA chief. Evidently, he phoned it in, but it kind of got lost and garbled in communication, I'm sure. May of 01, several alleged hijackers seen in a Vegas strip club. September 2nd through the 6th, Moquette, seen in two stores in Maryland looking over adult videos and books. September 7th, Atta seen wasted at a Florida bar. And by that, they mean drunk. September 10th, Atta and two Arab men spew anti-American sentiments at a Florida strip club, spend hundreds on drinks and lap dances, and copy of Quran and business card are left behind. I guess it was the den of iniquity, folks, and they were just in there to do some conversions. And, of course, you got to buy people drinks because they're opposed to being converted, I guess. I don't know. That's how ridiculous it is. I'm just reporting it. September 10th, Osama bin Laden undergoes kidney dialysis at Pakistani military hospital in which a secret team replaces regular urology staff. CIA says first World Trade Center plane crash was an attack, and Director Tenet blames Osama bin Laden for attacks even before second plane crashes. And the U.S. is claiming Osama bin Laden is behind the attacks before the day is over. I was reporting before it was 24 to 48 hours. Evidently, I was in error. The dust didn't even settle yet. Taliban rulers condemn attacks and say bin Laden didn't have the means to carry out such a well-orchestrated attack. Seven of the alleged 19 hijackers are reported alive. FBI director admits some identities are in doubt. Hijacker remains from Flight 77. 93 hijackers were identified at same military base and by a process elimination. Yep, they had a lot of them, and they just went through them and came up with the ones that were on the plane, folks. But 10 of them are still alive and well on planet Earth. December 2001, Osama bin Laden reportedly dies. See, Osama bin Laden's not important. Yeah, Bush said it himself. Yeah, Osama bin Laden, I don't care if he's alive or he's dead. We're gonna hunt them down. We're going to root them out. Well, start in your own intelligence agencies and those that are cooperating with the other intelligence agencies in every country right now to lock down all their citizenry. Okay, it's just not happening here, folks. Wake up. December of 2001, Pentagon releases poor quality video showing Osama bin Laden bragging about the attacks, but he's seen writing with his right hand, and he's left-handed, which the FBI says he is left-handed, wearing a gold ring and watch, which are forbidden by Islam, and the Bush administration uses this video to vindicate U.S. invading Afghanistan. Video of Osama bin Laden admitting to attacks is released 4 days before the 2004 election, and gives Mr. Bush a boost in the polls. Secret FBI report doubts Al-Qaeda can stage another 9/11 type attack and says it knows of no sleeper cells in the United States. That's a secret FBI report. Yeah, it's just a failure of communication, folks. Muhammad Atta's father says Atta called him on September 12th. But we all know he died September 11th in a plane crash, didn't we? I mean, unless his son was phoning from beyond the grave, there's something wrong with that story. So you can see, you can understand why so many people are paying attention to this. And I do think that this is going to be the one thing that precludes another attack inside the United States, because they bungled this so badly, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're dealing with arrogant people, number one. We're dealing with government employees, number two. There is too much scrutiny, and we've got to keep the heat up on 9/11. Unless, there's a caveat to this, unless the next so-called quote-unquote attack happens and is such disastrous and major proportions that the dust will never settle, and they'll have to just keep plugging along, and for national security reasons, just do a whole bunch of things that they have on the drawing board, they have immediate plans to implement. But, well, some people are grousing about the Patriot Act out there right now. These silly people. These silly people that are grousing about a group of people that are trying to protect every one of us out there, folks. Yes, you and me. How bizarre does it have to get? But I think that's one of the reasons why it's not going to happen. Because they know that there's enough people, even inside the mainstream media, that have had time to go over. I mean, these people aren't stupid. Not all of them are bought and paid for. The most trusted and vaunted ones in front of the cameras certainly are. The editors for the major newspapers certainly are, and they can ride herd over their own little crews there to make sure that no truth gets in the newspapers or on the electronic media. I said at the top of last hour, there's a reason why you consolidate ownership of the media to better control it, to make sure that whatever's under you and your news group is controllable. In 1993, we had over 50 companies that owned U.S. media outlets. I mean, we're talking anywhere from photo agencies, music, movies, books, radio stations, TV, wire services, newspapers. 50 different entities back in 93 were involved. In 2004, only 5. And that will probably be reduced even further. Because now we got 5 entities out there. We should only have a couple. I mean, come on. Streamlining it makes better sense. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. John in New York. You've been holding for about a half hour, John.
I appreciate it. Hey, 3 quick points. Wasn't it an original law that we weren't supposed to consolidate and conglomerate?
Well,
it's just been totally violated.
Well, I think that had to do with antitrust laws, which I guess they're not paying any attention any more to those antitrust laws than they are to the Constitution.
It's a law not to be that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Also, 2 points on, like you said, there's 1,000 more reasons why, but a couple strong points. Is either May or April, first week of it is a Thursday, there was on C-SPAN, it was Congressman Rutherberger of California announced on the radio that he called Condoleezza Rice and him and Julie Sears both called and warned her of 9/11 attack, and with no response, at least to who they wanted it to be responded to. And then also, it just seems really redundant to me. I'm a contractor and I work with a corporation and a farmer also, but I keep my eyes open to be in business. And it seems to me that anybody working around that Building 7, with all that, you just don't bring in a whole munitions to demo that building without having tractor trail loads of materials coming in and being all that secret information to be coming out. Somebody in that area had to be seeing operations. I mean, to empty that building out and get it ready to drop it by 5 o'clock that afternoon, it just didn't happen by itself.
Well, now, and some of the reports we've been getting that was happening weeks before 9/11, that it was happening, it didn't happen in one day, it'd be impossible. And the major argument out there, the contention is that the building was wired. The strange thing about this is that the Discovery Channels and the History Channels and stuff, they were running series of programs about demolition and how painstaking that they go through the demolition process, setting the charges, making sure the areas are secured and whatever. This can't happen in a day. This has to happen over a couple of 3-week period. So what's been reported is that, well, this was exactly what was happening.
Sure.
So, I mean, in my estimation, John, I don't know how you feel about this, but this is still the biggest story. Even though that it happened back in September of 2001, take a look at what has transpired. We're venturing militarily, we're venturing into the Middle East. We're having American soldiers die. We're spending trillions of dollars. They've shredded the Constitution. I think that all of what's going on right now is nothing more than a smokescreen to further hide Bush or whatever crony comes into office next, because they're going to be on board with the very same program.
Well, don't you think this is just one of many, though? It's like I was watching National Geographic last night, and they had, I forget the year, I want to say like 78 or something. There was 148 tornadoes like in one day across 5 states, and it devastated like Tennessee. Was $32 million.
Hey, hold on a second. We got to take the break. Music's there. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
We are back. And John, you said something right before the break about tornadoes and whatever. Yesterday, down here in central Texas, it was 85 degrees. Sunny skies, 85 degrees. You've been seeing the news stories, Oklahoma, Texas, wildfires, so on and so forth. Today, it got up to 82 degrees. This is unheard of. The normal temperature down here in Texas should be about 62 degrees this time of year. Yeah, we might sneak up to 70, 75 maybe, but not 85 degrees. I do believe weather modification is mainly responsible for that. And I think there's a grander plan behind this. I think it's one of weather modification to try to convince people there's global warming. And that we've got to do something about it. You know, look at this global warming. Even though this Earth has gone through so many different, oh, that's right, freezes. Great Lakes. It was dug out by a glacier that crept almost down to Mexico, and will again, by the way. But now, global warming, it's a big deal. John, he's still there.
Yes. Yesterday I was plowing, or not last week, I was plowing snow, and the snow itself was white, but as you plowed it in a snowbank, it almost looked like it had blue plastic wrapped into it. And, you know, it was just unnormal. And but and just like those tornadoes, you know what I mean? Whoever has the audacity to build one of them future trailer parks where them tornadoes have to hit them trailer parks right on the button every time.
I'm telling you, isn't that something?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, just this
I think it's probably written in some statute or some city code that...
Well, I was wondering if it's on the Georgia Stones there.
Yeah. No. All right.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, John, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Paul in Florida, you're up next. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul. Do I have Paul?
Yes.
There he is.
Yeah, right here. Speaking of the temperature, it's like a summer day down here in Fort Lauderdale. It was about 86 and humid today.
Really?
Yeah, and I think we got chemtrails here Saturday.
Well, you know, they laid off the chemtrails for quite some time here in Texas, and they fired them back up, and we're having this extremely warm weather.
I watched the patterns as they were going over. Now, South Florida is a crossover point for international flights, so you get a lot of high-altitude flights going over.
Right.
But it was the patterns and the way they dissipated. Some of them dissipated right away. Others took a couple of hours to dissipate or more, and that is very... very unusual. But I was listening to your presentation on 911, and I just wanted to get your opinion. When I first thought something maybe a little funny was when I saw the expression on Bush's face in that when he was reading to the school kids, when somebody came in and whispered in his ear that something had occurred in New York, and I don't know quite how to read that expression. Did you? You must have seen it.
It's burned permanently into my brain, and that, by the way, is on the Loose Change Second Edition.
What's your take on that? How did you read that?
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
It's a guy being told that he got caught cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
It was a look of. How best to describe this? It was a look of, oh, crap. But not, this is the president of the United States of America.
Right.
And for somebody to come in and tell him that, yeah, we had a plane crash into the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Now, was he informed of that after the first plane hit or after the second plane hit?
He was informed both times. The first time he supposedly made a comment, oh, it must have been a crappy pilot or a lousy pilot.
That's semi-logical, yeah.
The second one, Andy Card whispered in his ear, we're under attack.
Yeah, now the next thing that was funny was that when he was under attack, when Andy Card told them that they were under attack, did he then proceed to read for another...
11 minutes and then take some questions from the student body. And and this, as I read... This meeting at this school, booking school, was to take place the day before.
What seemed funny to me is that if Andy Card said we were under attack, the president, and Andy really believed it, that Secret Service detail would have rushed into that room, grabbed him by the seat of his pants, got him on that plane, and taken him to someplace like bury him in Cheyenne Mountain or someplace until they got this thing sorted out.
Oh, well, supposedly that happened, but it was only later that happened. But you're
later.
Right. The Secret Service, aside from what the president thinks or what he thinks he thinks or whatever else, they are under strict orders that if the president is in an emergency situation or his life may be an imminent threat.
Yeah.
Immediately. He can't argue. He can't tell them to stand down. He can't tell them to do anything. It tells me that they were briefed beforehand.
Yeah, another thing. You know, I honestly, considering who his handlers are, I think there's a possibility that Bush didn't know about it.
That might explain the look on his face.
Yes, exactly. But
it would also explain the look is if the thoughts are running through his head as to what he has to do next. Here I am in the middle of it. What it looked to me like, oh, no, I'm in the middle of it now. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Hey, now, because, look, one of the jobs of the president is to make sure that the United States doesn't fall into foreign hands or... is not attacked, and that's one of his main functions, and that's constitutional.
Yes.
But for somebody to tell this man, wait a minute, no. First one might have been an aberration. The second one, no, we're definitely under attack.
Yeah.
And for him to sit around in that school for that length of time afterwards, we had had reports that on the way from the hotel to that school, that there were briefings going on. Okay.
With the president?
With the president. That's right.
Maybe that look was an, oh, my God, they really pulled it off look. I don't know.
I don't either. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Paul. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Paul Craig Roberts did a piece called The Gestapo Administration and offers a few other reasons why the Bush administration may be sidestepping the FISA courts. We'll get into that also. Folks, I mentioned Loose Change, the second edition. We just got this in the other day. We've been waiting for the second one. If you saw the first one, you thought it was good. The second one is even better. And this is something that's not going to put somebody to sleep. It's an 80-minute presentation done extremely well by Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe. And it says, what if the September 11th was not a surprise attack on America, but rather a cold and calculated genocide by our own government? It's a possibility. We were told that the Twin Towers were hit by commercial airliners and subsequently brought down by jet fuel. We were told that the Pentagon was hit by a Boeing 757. We were told that the Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We were told that the 19 Arabs from halfway across the globe, acting under the orders from Osama bin Laden, were responsible. What you will see inside will prove without a shadow of doubt that everything you know about 9/11 is a complete fabrication. This is still the main story for 2006, folks, because look at the aftermath of September 11th. Yeah, we're going to keep people free by destroying the founding documents. Yep, we're going to take care of you. You can call us at 800-724-2719. Get a copy of this and make copies, folks. Get the information around because you're going to see the further erosion in 2006, 2007, 2008 of what we used to consider God-given, not government-granted rights. 1995, folks. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. And on the subject, we're starting a new year. And for those folks that stepped up to the plate last year, I find myself laughing here saying last year already. But for those that stepped up to the plate and became contributors to this network, we thank you. But a very small percentage of you did so. Very small percentage. Now, we know that 2005 was a lousy year. Oh, man, was it bad. And I had never seen in 13 years, I had never seen a November and December like we just went through last year. I mean, it was just absolutely incredibly dried up. Nobody was doing hardly anything at all. Well, with a new year brings new hope and new promise. We lose the hope, forget the promise, folks. There's no guarantees, by the way, that this country is going to be around 6 months or a year or 5 years around from now. Anything that's going to be recognizable, any semblance of what we used to know growing up or what we believed. That's why this network is important. That's why this network has to survive, not just survive, but grow, ladies and gentlemen. That must happen. Otherwise, we just might as well curl up our toes and sit down, throw up our hands and say, welcome, globalist. We've decided not to fight you. We've decided to acquiesce and maybe even join you. I, for one, will never do that, even with a gun pointed at my head, ready to fire. So for those of you out there that stepped up and became Republic supporters, we appreciate that very, very much. But that would, like I said, it was only a small percentage. And what we're asking people to do is a monthly donation. It's as simple as that. It's like paying your electric bill, your phone bill, or something like that, or your cable bill, or your satellite bill. For $20 or $25 or $50, $100, whatever you can afford. There's a whole lot of people still asleep here in America, and they have at least got to be afforded the opportunity to have the source of information that's going to transform them and hopefully one day soon transform this country back. Progression here, folks, is actually backtracking. Okay? Going back to yesteryear would be a good start. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. Make that monthly donation, folks. $20, $25 is not going to kill you a month. You can drop that at Mickey D's in a month without breaking a sweat. And that, I'm talking about only showing up once a week and having a burger and a shake. So give us a call or go to rbnlive.com. If you're on computer, go to rbnlive.com, top right-hand corner of the page, front page, become a Republic partner. That'll take you right to a PayPal page, and you can make whatever donation. A one-time donation would be nice, but continued support. You know, we don't want $1 million from you. It'd be nice. I wish I had some benefactor out there that wasn't long for this world and said, I'm not leaving it to my crappy relatives. Here, you take it. But I don't see that happening. But all of us, chipping in a little bit, we'll get the job done, folks. So go to rbnlive.com. Go up to the top right-hand corner of that page. Become a Republic partner, folks. Together, we can get this thing done. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes it's not going to be pleasant. But that's what we get for our Rip Van Winkleness, for going to sleep for too long and then waking up. It's a whole brand new world out there. It's a brave new world, isn't it? Well, according to them. Okay, tell you what. Let's go to France here. Let's go to Daryl in France.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Daryl.
Long time since we talked.
Yes, sir.
How's things for you?
They're going, sir.
Well, I see that. I listen in regularly. Actually, after my show, I usually tune you in. Haven't called in a long time, of course. I noticed my brother's been helping Rick Adams do a Friday show.
Uh-huh.
And I also listened to that one. But it looks like we've got the flow moving in our direction there, John, and it's going to take a little extra work to get this thing where it needs to be, I think.
Well, it's a slow process. Like I said, I'm going to have to remember that, the Rip Van Winkleness, because we've gone to sleep for so long and let the problems just keep piling up. And the solution is not going to come overnight, and it's going to be a lot of hard work to do, but it's something that's doable.
Well, one of the things you talked about throughout the time I was on RBN and then afterwards is that there's a very distinct connection to APEC and JDL and the rest of these folks.
Sure.
And you always would talk about it, making sure that you didn't include all Jews in it. And I knew that that had to be one of the ways to approach this fight, because there are a lot of Jews out there who are not part of the conspiracy, and so I've been making an effort to try to bring in as many people from the Jewish community to actually identify who is responsible for buying up our Congress with money and executing a lot of these terrible things that are happening, and things like a USS Liberty lead up. And
sure.
There's one thing I'd like to point out. It's all over the net right now, and I threw it on my site, and maybe you want to put it on yours. This guy, Benjamin Friedman, back in 1961. This man was there during the Balfour document signatures back in the 1917 when the British gave Palestine to the Rothschilds. And it is the most powerful interview I have ever heard, and it was done at a hotel conference in 1961 by this man who was actually part of the people who did it, and with a guy named Baruch from New York. And, boy, this information, John, is absolutely the most powerful stuff I ever listened to. It floored me. That's one of the reasons I'm calling right now. I wanted to get this information as far and as wide as I can. I mean, you know, in spite of any differences we may have had, you were right about one thing. I'm good at this job. You said you know how to pick them.
Well, hey, you know, hey, I don't always agree with everybody that's been on this network, you know, so, hey, that's part of the game. But you know what the neat thing is? That the guy that runs the thing has his own show so people can call in and gripe to me, so.
Well, you know, there's no hard feelings between you and I, and I never had any personal enmity. We haven't, in fact, we haven't had any arguments since we left, have we?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
No, and I appreciate that, Daryl, because you know what? There's bigger fish to fry here. There's an agenda afoot out there, and it's going to take all of us to turn the attention to that rather than fighting and scrapping amongst each other. That we turn this to the dark side and destroy the dark side.
That's right.
Yeah,
but you know, one of the problems we face, John, and I got to be honest with the listeners right now, we've been shying away from the real bad guys because of the real control these folks have over the mainstream media, and more importantly, over the affiliates. And so, if you were out there trying to grab an affiliate, you were scared to death to bring up the name of some of these things. Your station, on the other hand, worked a different strategy. You were working either to buy an affiliate, or you were working to get on shortwave or satellite or other ways that bypassed them. And so you never felt that. You know, that threat that if you spoke the truth, you would be, you know, you would be shut, you'd be knocked off any of the affiliates you might have had.
Right.
And as a result of that, your truth has been more pointed. And I mean, I don't come back and blame anybody for shying away. I mean, if you've got 20 or 30 affiliates, you don't want to see them melt away because a bunch of Zionists end up calling up the radio station saying, we're going to pull our advertisers if you keep broadcasting this guy. It happened to you know Leland Lehrman. This guy got drummed off the radio down in New Mexico, and I mean, so your radio station has not shied away from this. And I remember several times you said, you know, as long as I make my caveat statement in the beginning that I don't believe it's everybody,
that's right,
which is important, then you can go ahead with that. And I applaud you for it, John. And I'm just sitting here, and this thing was so powerful. And I, you know, in spite of not calling very much or never anymore, I still listen.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Daryl, and I wish you success for the new year.
Well, it's going to be success for all of us, and I got to be honest with you, I need, you know, all hands on deck here. Right now, I'm getting about 25,000 people a day on my website, and I've had the website for 23 weeks, John.
That's a good start.
Well, we're at 50,000th in the world right now, and that's because there aren't a lot of people willing to say the whole story. And your radio network has been doing that, and I still applaud the stuff you got going on over there.
All right. Well, Daryl, I appreciate it very much, and like I said, much success. When you had success, we all enjoy success.
Well, kick butt in the new year, John.
Will do, sir.
All right, sir.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye. That was a nice call. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate that very much. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't have loose change on VHS, do you?
No, we don't. They didn't make it available in VHS. But the good thing about that is that most of the dual-deck players out there that are absolutely cheap anymore, that you can play the DVD and record it right to VHS on the very same unit.
Well,
yeah, they're going for like, I've seen them as cheap as $50.
Well, I still haven't gotten one yet.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I saw a new slogan on a police car today. It says, "We stand united."
United against what?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's just all it said. We stand united. It sort of paraphrased Ross Perot's old slogan.
Uh-huh.
Turned it around backwards.
Well,
united in favor of what, or united against what?
Well, they're just the chiefs of police are just going to keep following policy. They're going to be doing what they're told to do. They're going to be marching in lockstep with the military. And what we're going to see is a further melding of the police and the military, which is totally against posse comitatus. They recognize the dangers of that. That's why they passed the law against it. But, you know, sir, I got to be honest with you, in light of this imminent threat, the terrorist threat that could strike us at any given time, I'm sure a lot of these police chiefs out there and these county sheriffs have bought into this program simply because they haven't been given any information to the contrary. I mean, being a cop is a very protected lifestyle, let's say, that, you know, there's a reason why you still have roll call in the morning and formation. It's based on military. That's why they all have rank and everything else. It's a perfect thing to meld right in with the military because a lot of these guys are prior military themselves. It's a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm hoping that Jack McLam in this year has greater success because he sure has a lot of eyes and ears of military and police that are on active duty status. And I think Jack McLam in this coming year, if he really puts his heart into it, can make a big difference. That's why I brought him on the network, because there is that liaison between what the real world, what's happening in the real world, versus what's happening in their protected realms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a tendency to use this bad phrase called illegal alien. And there is no such thing as an illegal alien. There are the dumb aliens and the smart aliens. And the smart ones, if they know what to say and what never to say and what to produce and what to never produce, they can't be deported. It's only the dumb ones that come right out and say, "Oh, yeah, I was born in Kenya." If they make a stupid remark like that, yeah, they're going to get deported. But if they're smart, they can't be deported.
Well, and what's coming out of the Bush White House is more doublespeak that, no, this is not an amnesty program.
Yeah.
But yet the numbers are adding up in the millions. I mean,
well, that Ron Paul is the greatest victim of that false, that misnomer, the illegal alien. Nothing illegal about being an alien. It's you make a mistake, you get deported. But if you say the right thing, if you're real smart, yeah, they cannot deport you, no matter where you came from. You can always beat it. You just have to know how to answer the questions correctly.
There's billions of dollars that are wrapped up in this. Some of this information I've not had a chance to get through. I would definitely, the article is too long, written by Greg Szymanski. There's a lot of information that I'm going to be putting out this week, and we're gonna draw this thing down, and we're gonna paint it in its proper format here. We're gonna make it abundantly clear to people.
Well, Ron Paul keeps getting away with that, and somebody ought to call Ron Paul on that.
Well, I've been calling on him to get the heck out of Washington D.C. Come on back here to Texas.
Well, I don't know if he can't admit that there is no such thing as an illegal alien anymore. Then maybe he's the wrong man anyway.
Well, some people have made that suggestion. Other people argue that he's the best that we have in Washington, D.C. right now, one of the remaining few. So there's different thoughts on
that.
Well,
I thought Ross Perot was a good guy once.
Yeah, well.
And then when he was about to win, he just stumbled. He just fell down and took a dive and...
Well, I don't doubt, you know, the longer this goes on, you know, it was said that the reason why I'm dropping out of this is because I've had threats against me and my family.
Yeah.
They've threatened to kill my family.
Yeah.
And if he was just a rogue person that jumped into this and spent his own money, he went outside the normal channels of raising funds and he spent his own money on his own campaign. And he was viewed as being a non-politician, and that was refreshing. That was very inducing to a lot of people.
I've got this tape of this Arkansas trooper who was a bodyguard for Bill Clinton,
yeah.
And he went to Dallas and went to the EDS cafeteria, and he watched Ross Perot and Governor Clinton having a private conversation at the distance prior to either one of them announcing that they were going to run for president.
And it could be that it was already arranged. Now, here's another thought, that it was already arranged that he'd jump in there, steal the votes from the incumbent, Daddy Bush, to put Bill Clinton in there.
I think it was.
It could have been.
After Ross Perot lost, EDS got a lot of extra contracts from Social Security.
Didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did.
Hey, thanks for your call, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello, John.
Hi.
First off, glad to hear Stan Solomon on there, but you got to get rid of that depressing Milagro bean-filled music.
That's being done as we speak.
Okay, and Daryl, I wish you two would shake hands because he's great.
Yeah, I've got no problem with Daryl.
Well, he is fantastic.
Yeah, there was just a little disagreement here about who was on a program, and I happened to call in, and I didn't even know what the topic of conversation was, and... It just one thing led to another, and he chose his own path, and I wish him success in it. And I'm glad that he called into the program. I was glad to hear from him.
I read a few years ago where the limo driver to Jeb Bush said he saw Junior in the limo watching the first plane hit the tower before he went into the school.
Very well could be. Why did Jeb Bush declare basically martial law the day before?
Uh-huh. Okay, and there's a employee at our local Walmart here, and I was telling him, I said, there was no plane that went down in Shanksville. And he said, oh, yes, there was. I helped clean up down there. I says, well, what kind of body parts did you clean up? He said, toes.
Toes?
I said, what else? He said, toes.
Toes. No
yeah.
fingers, no arms, no legs.
No, just toes.
Just toes.
Isn't that amazing? And one other thing, I can't mention the name of the place, but a big, big conglomerate. Somebody had a copy of 911 in plain sight, and they were showing it on their TV to their customers.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't want to say I don't want anybody to lose their job, but this is fantastic, huh?
Hey, look, we're an inventive species. We have this capacity to do a lot of different things. We have something that no other species on this planet has, and that's imagination.
Uh-huh.
So we always encourage people to use that. What God
okay,
gave us.
You do have the loose change, right?
Yeah, loose change, the second edition.
Okay, because I've been making a lot in plain sight, but I got to get loose change and start passing that out.
You'll love it, because the one difference that you'll see in this loose change, unlike any other video that's out there, it doesn't go into the politics. doesn't go into liberal versus conservative. Here are the facts. This is what we've dug up, and it's done so well that you'll really enjoy it.
In fact, I'm making it in plain sight right now, and you know, I rewatch that to make sure the disc is good, and what I learned that I didn't learn the first several times I watched it. You know, like the man standing in front of the Pentagon saying a missile hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Or Oklahoma City, when the first bomb went off inside the building, there was two more bombs in there.
That's right.
You know, there was no bomb outside. So, okay, well, thanks. I just wanted to tell about the toes. I mean, this just tickled the heck out of me.
It's just toes.
But he actually believes he cleaned up toes down in Shanksville.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'd seen commercial air, actually been on scene and seen crash sites of commercial planes. And none of that resembled any of the pictures, any of the footage, any of the still photography that I saw surrounding Shanksville. I think it was an airplane, but it didn't auger into the ground the way you think or the way it's been portrayed on the media. That was a plane that was blown up before it hit the ground, and that explains the wide debris path. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure a lot of this stuff out. But if you keep hearing the manufactured mainstream lies repeated ad nauseum over and over and over and over again, that's your psychological conditioning. You will begin to believe the lie. Folks, you need to really get a copy of this Loose Change Second Edition. It is fantastic. 80 minutes long. It doesn't bore you. It keeps you, your rapt attention throughout the full 80 minutes. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Once you watch it, you're going to hit play again, and you're going to watch it a second time. That's how powerful it is. So we encourage people. You know, part of our job, folks, is relaying information to other people. Give them cause for pause. You know, let's start drumming up that intellect that's been dying on the vine for all these years that we've not been able to use or practice. Let's become real Americans again. Let's get our country back. That's my goal, and it always has been. And that's my New Year's resolution, as it was last year and the year before that, and the year before that, and on and on and on. And it will be, God willing, I don't go, you know, my cheese doesn't slide off my crackers here. I don't get Parkinson's or die of some strange ailment. We'll keep doing it here. But even if I go bye-byes, this network will remain, and it'll keep doing the job that it's intended to do, what it was started to do. Richard in Texas, you're last up on the National Intel Report.
All right, John, I'll be real quick. It's Richard listening on Radio Free Austin, 90.1 South Austin. I got a little bit of local breaking news.
Uh-huh.
It looks like we are going to have a challenger against Mike Cruzy up in Williamson County. You were talking about Americans taking action. Well, it's starting to happen. I think we got Barbara Samuelson's going to take on Mike Cruzy up there in Williamson County in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
And over in Travis County, Sarah Eckhart is going to be challenging Karen Sunlightner. So got a couple of good, hopefully, takeouts right there. We can send them cruising together. And another part of the local breaking news is the property tax issues. You know, I'm sure you heard the state Supreme Court ruled property tax unconstitutional recently.
Right.
Well, on Monday, there's going to be a public hearing in Austin, January 9th, Monday, 10 a.m., Austin City Hall, City Council Public Meeting Chambers. That's at 301 West 2nd in Austin. So all I got.
And do me a favor, and call back in before that meeting takes place on the 9th to remind listeners once again.
Okay.
If
you call on Friday.
All righty, sir.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate your call. Yeah, folks, even if it's using, and I've changed my mind, I don't want to get into the subject right now because obviously we're out of time, but I've had conflicting thoughts here about that matrix and plugging into it. But if we're going to display some bad people, at least let's put some good people into it. I know it's a change of thought, but hey, that happens. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.